Since April 2008, Lapiro Dimbanga has been detained at New Bell Prison, otherwise known as Hell Prison, for writing this song entitled Constipated Constitution. The lyrics denounce a constitutional amendment that gives Cameroon's 78-year-old president, Paul Biya, unlimited terms in office. Lapiro, whose real name is Lambo Pierre Roger Santo, spoke on the phone outside the prison as he was coming back from a recent court hearing.
J'ai écrit la chanson parce que c'est mon travail. Moi, j'ai écrit la chanson parce que c'est mon travail.
He said he wrote the song because it's his job. The song came out 2 days before Parliament changed the constitution. In his opinion, the false constitution. Cameroon has never had a constitution, he says, if you consider a constitution as something that's made by a constitutional council. So he says he wrote this song, Constipated Constitution, to explain all the country's troubles. Cameroon has one of the highest rates of corruption in the world. This is according to the United States-based Task Force on Financial Integrity and Economic Development, an international government and research advocacy group. President Biya, who came to power in 1982, is worth an estimated $100 million. The majority of Cameroon's 20 million people still live off less than a dollar a day.
Je vous rappelle que aujourd'hui, ce qui se passe en Égypte ou en Tunisie, c'est parce que les gens ont communiqué.
Today, he says, if we look at what's happening in Tunisia and Egypt, it's because people have communicated with Internet and Google. So while others are communicating by Internet, he says, he has to communicate through his music. He says music is a powerful vehicle. He says it wakes people up. It taps into their consciousness. He says music, when it becomes a factor in communication, can be very powerful. Ola Reitov is a program manager for FreeMuse, a Copenhagen-based advocacy group that fights for freedom of musical expression around the world. Since Lapiro was taken in chains to live among 3,000 other detainees at New Bell Prison, FreeMuse has been actively lobbying for his release.
I think in Africa in general, music plays a very interesting role because with social commentary, you can't really stop people from exchanging views of how they look at society. In Cameroon particularly, there's no doubt that Lapiro for many, many years has been, I remember there was an article by an academic who called him the sheriff of the backyard. Someone who watches what's really going on, what's the dirty part of society, and it gives voice to people. Of course, news media can do that as well, but they can also easily be censored. And even if you put a musician behind bars, you can't really stop his songs. You know, people are still singing them and making use of them at demonstrations. So the interesting thing about music is that it transcends somehow gender, age, ethnic groups and whatnot. So I think the whole oral tradition in Africa is still very, very important, and music is probably the most important force in social commentary these days.
Lapiro Dimbanga has been a strong presence on Cameroon's musical stage since 1985. He sings in the local creole known as Mbokotak. This is a pidgin language that combines French, English, and Douala, and is a way of reaching people from all segments of society. In his song Constipated Constitution, Lapiro pokes fun at the government. He calls President Biya a pako, who is daya, an old man who is tired, and says Cameroon is the birthplace of advanced democracy, a place that is beautiful, full of electoral frauds, and a paradise for corruption. But on International Music Freedom Day, it is Lapiro's turn to take his government to court. It's his chance to charge those who put him in jail to begin with and fine him over $1,000.
Oui, non. Ce que je vis en prison est une étape de la vie du combattant que je suis.
He says what he's experiencing in prison is a stage in the life he has chosen to live as a fighter. He says he sees the situation here as a boxing match. Lapiro says you have to give some and take some. He says he throws his punches through his voice and through his music. And the government, from their side, he says they throw punches by putting him in jail. He asks the question, now who is going to win? He says the people will win. Amanda Fortier for VOA News, Dakar.